One day I woke up and realized that I am an atheist. I realized that I no longer had any use for God. I finally decided that my scientific training allowed me to use reason and evidence instead of superstition and fantasy. Reasonably speaking, I can conclude by any evidence that there is no such thing as God. There is no omnipotent being who looks like an old white male with long hair and a beard, as many of us probably pictured as children. Actually, I think it could be kind of cool if God looked like Lawrence Fishburne in The Matrix. You can either take the red pill or the blue pill. And actually, I think I finally woke up when I took that red pill and I could see how I was being manipulated all these years. I have to admit that organized religion has always had a power over me, and I always had a notion of what God is burned into my brain. And once I began to slowly unplug myself from the societal matrix that I had been prisoner to, I slowly began to see and, God forbid, think. Is God an invention of those who wish to stay in power? Men. Or those who are afraid of the light of truth, and those who are afraid of what their neighbors might do to them? That they feel if the truth got out somehow, that they may have to have compassion for their neighbors? I began to examine my own religious convictions and started to think that maybe it all was an illusion. Yet what was it that all those years that kept me plugged in? I mean, I've always been a flaming liberal, never subscribed to any fundamentalist notion of what religion is. Therefore, it was never fear that kept me involved in that good old time Western, Midwestern religion. But what was it? I've always been moved by ritual. It makes me feel connected to community. It makes me feel connected to the universe in the ultimate sense. The years that I spent as a Catholic, when I think of a Catholic Mass and the connection that happens between the presider and the people, at least when it's done correctly, it gives me an awesome sense of peace. I still love the smell of incense. I especially think of ways in my own mind how the celebration of community and ritual would be so perfect that the universe would collapse into a tiny space surrounding for one moment all who gather together into some kind of sacred black hole where love and community are sucked beyond the event horizon, collapsing into a moment of universal oneness, and then bursting forth, filling all the spaces of the universe with love, kindness, and community. I can imagine this because I've never experienced it. I can imagine this because the artificial God that human beings have created have stolen it. They've locked it away in some kind of dogmatic black hole that removes all the light and never shares it with anyone. Such was the faith that I used to hold on to. The old worship lets a little light out at a time, bit by bit, but snatches it back, locks it away in a cabinet or in a book. Then tells everyone, it's there, but you can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't experience it. Only those who are chosen by us can touch the light of truth. Those privileged astronomers, as I will call them, who jealously guard the light, no longer have power over me. Not all of these dogmatic astronomers are hoarders of the light and love, but their masters constantly remind them that they are the true dispensers. So gone for me now is the God of dogma, of salvation, of law and Ten Commandments, of priests and bishops, except for a select few, evangelists and preachers of only one gospel. Gone is the God of rabbis and imams who only have one truth that they believe is there. Now I look to the community organizers, the social workers, nuns, These are the courageous women who tirelessly fight for social justice and suffer again and again from institutional bigotry over and over again. Buddhist Tays, Unitarian Universalist ministers, and all of us who hear the call to personal ordination as ministers to those who exist on the margins and beyond the fences. We all have a part to play in this great cosmic game where we are the ones who bring hope and love, humanity, to everyone that we meet. It's our responsibility to be the dispensers of the light of truth and to love unconditionally. God for me is dead then. But wait, was it really God that I was looking at before? Or was it what those jealous astronomers hoarded, the true light, or was it just some shadowy representation? Is it true? Can an atheist somehow find some God? Or can an atheist come to realize that that which binds all living things together, which science attempts to explain and learns more and more every day, that layers what may be infinite layers upon layers that exist in harmony that can never be fully explained. Is there always harmony? No, I say there's beauty in chaos as well. One of the most beautiful descriptions of what some people might consider to be divine was something that I heard Audrey Wiseman say one morning, and I'm paraphrasing here. She said how the beauty and the complexity of nature reminds her that there is some cosmic force or some center that binds all living things together into one. I can say now that there is something about all living things, people, animals, trees, rocks, that all bind us together from a beginning and maybe an end in harmony and chaos, in beauty and ugly, good and evil. It's all there. God is everywhere and everything. And I think some of you who have been to the non-theist group, I think that the best description I come up with now is to call it the not God. Well, that is kind of a short description, but that's my version of atheism. So to me, if there is a God or there isn't a God, there is this one maybe divine force that holds us all together. And as I look out and see all of you, I see God, or what may be a use for God, as we all together have a little bit of this divine force that we can use together to become community, to use together to help each other and hold each other and to love each other. So that's my version of atheism. So one day I woke up and realized that I'm an atheist. And the more atheist I become, the closer to God I get.